The Story of Alexander Fleming. Text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Introduction. Today, there are special medicines called antibiotics that help the body fight bacteria. But there was a time, not that long ago, when antibiotics didn't exist, and many people died from infections caused by bacteria. The world's first antibiotic, called penicillin, was discovered in October 1928 by a doctor, Alexander Fleming. Fleming's discovery would change medicine forever and save millions of lives. Bacteria can only be seen with a microscope. When they enter a wound, they can grow quickly from a few cells to millions of cells. The human body has ways of protecting itself from bacteria. But if there are too many bacteria, the person can become very sick and may even die. Chapter 2. Fleming's Early Life. Fleming was born on a farm in Scotland in 1881. He spent many hours playing with his brothers and sisters and wandering over the countryside. When Fleming was 14 years old, he went to live in London with two of his brothers. At his school in London, the students laughed at the way he spoke. But Fleming was bright and loved games and quickly made friends. In 1900, Fleming and his brothers joined the army. While in the army, Fleming found he was good at sports. He won awards for rifle shooting. He learned to swim, and he joined a water polo team. Love of sports. Fleming's love of sports played a part in what he wanted to do with his life. In 1901, he decided to become a doctor at St. Mary's Hospital. He chose to study at St. Mary's because it had a water polo team. By 1905, Fleming had nearly finished his studies and he needed a job. He wanted to stay at St. Mary's because it had a rifle shooting team, and Fleming was the best in the team. St. Mary's didn't want to lose him to another hospital, so they gave him a job in the inoculation department. Working in the inoculation department. Inoculation was new in Fleming's day, and doctors were excited about it. Inoculation stops people from getting a disease. Doctors inject people with a weaker form of the bacteria that causes the disease. Fleming's job was to collect bacteria from sick people in the hospital. Then he had to look at the bacteria under a microscope in his laboratory. Chapter 3. The First World War. The First World War began in 1914. During the war, Fleming went to work in a hospital in France. There, he saw that many soldiers died not from their wounds, but from infections in their wounds. This made Fleming determined to find a way to help the body fight infections. After the end of the war in 1918, Fleming returned to St. Mary's Hospital to carry on his work on bacteria. Chapter 4. A Puzzling Discovery. In September 1928, Fleming left some glass dishes on a bench in his laboratory for 2 weeks. When he came back, he noticed something puzzling. Bacteria was growing on all the glass dishes except for one. On this dish, mold had started to grow, the kind found on old bread. The mold seemed to be giving off a substance that stopped the bacteria from growing. Fleming called the substance mold juice. He tried it on other bacteria, and it killed them too. Fleming was very excited. He decided to name the substance penicillin, because the mold was called Penicillium notatum. Fleming tried to get his boss at St. Mary's interested in penicillin. Unfortunately, Fleming's boss thought he was wasting his time. Like many doctors at that time, Fleming's boss thought finding a way to kill bacteria was impossible. Fleming did a few more experiments with penicillin, and he also wrote about it so other scientists could learn about it. But because no one seemed interested in his discovery, he forgot about penicillin and started to work on other things. Chapter 5. The Work of Chain and Florey. In 1939, Ernest Chain, a scientist, discovered Fleming's notes. Chain and his boss, Howard Florey, were looking for medicines that could kill bacteria. They decided to test penicillin. But Florey's team found it hard to grow enough penicillin for their tests. They tried growing it in different kinds of trays, boxes, and even bottles, but it grew very slowly. Then, one day, they tried growing it in a hospital bedpan. It worked, and the mold began to grow. In May 1940, Chain and Florey decided to experiment with penicillin. They gave penicillin to some sick mice, while they didn't give penicillin to some other sick mice. The mice that were given penicillin survived, but the ones that didn't get penicillin died. Florey declared, "It looks like a miracle." To test the drug properly on humans, Chain and Florey needed lots of penicillin. The Second World War had begun, and they turned to America for help. By 1943, all their tests were finished, and the world had its first antibiotic medicine. Chapter 6. Conclusion. Fleming received many awards for his work in discovering penicillin. He was proud of what he had done, but he always praised Chain and Florey for their work too. In 1945, they all shared the Nobel Prize for their important work. At the age of 73, Fleming became very sick with pneumonia. Thanks to penicillin, he survived. Fleming died in 1955 and was buried in St. Paul's Cathedral alongside other great British heroes.